So let's review. In the previous daf, we had a machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef in the Bein HaShemashes of Rabbi Yehuda regarding its length of time. Rabbi's interpretation was a longer span of time, as long as it takes to walk 3/4 of a mil. In other words, 3/4 of a mil. Rabbi Yosef's interpretation was a shorter span of time, as long as it takes to walk 2/3 of a mil. In other words, 2/4 of a mil. The Gemara introduces a different subject altogether, in which Rabbi Yosef's opinion is the greater number 3, and Rabbi's opinion is the lesser number 2, says the Gemara. Their numbers are reversed regarding the halacha that an extremely large vessel is no longer considered kli. The Amar Rabbah, chalsa bas trei kuri shor l'tzatule. A large basket that can hold 2 kur may be moved on Shabbos. It is not muksa because it's a kli. Tlasa kuri as l'tzatule. If it is that large that it can hold 3 kur, it's no longer considered kli, and therefore muksa and may not be moved on Shabbos. Rabbi Yosef Amar, bas tlasa kuri namishor. Arba kuri asa. According to Rabbi Yosef, at 3 kur, it is still considered kli. Only at 4 is it no longer considered kli. The Gemara points out that this issue is also relevant regarding being mekabel tumah. If it is considered kli, it can become tameh. If it's not considered kli, it does not become tameh. To summarize, regarding Bein HaShemashes, Rabbi says 3/4 and Rabbi Yosef says 2/3. Regarding a large kli, Rabbi says 2 kur and Rabbi Yosef says 3 kur. The Gemara now goes back to explain one of the signs of Bein HaShemashes. Rabbi says, the description calls manshe b'nei mizrach madimen, as long as the eastern sky is reddening, does not mean to say that the eastern side is actually reddening. Rather, ponem ha-me'ir nesa mizrach, the reddish glow from the west, where the sun is setting, casts somewhat of a glow towards the east. As an example, when the sun shines in through a window, it lights up the opposite wall. This explanation helps us to understand hichsev ha-tachton v'lo hichsev ha-elyon. The lower part of the sky on the east darkens before the upper part of the sky darkens as the sun sets lower and lower in the west. The Gemara goes on to clarify that the Bein HaShemashes of Rabbi Yosi, which is Keherif Ayin in one moment, is not within the time frame of the Bein HaShemashes of Yehuda, but after it. Om Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul. Bein HaShemashes Rabbi Yehuda l'Rabbi Yosi, Karinam Tevlim Boy. According to Rabbi Yosi, the Bein HaShemashes of Rabbi Yehuda is day. Therefore, the Kahanim can still immerse during that time and eat Truma that evening. However, Rabbi Yochanan was uncertain whether we follow the opinion of Rabbi Yosi or Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, he said we must act stringently on both ends of Bein HaShemashes. Le'inyin Shabbos l'chumr. Regarding Shabbos, we must refrain from malacha and Kahanim must toivel before the Bein HaShemashes, Rabbi Yehuda. However, the Kahanim must wait until after the Bein HaShemashes of Rabbi Yosi to eat Truma. And Rashi adds, regarding doing malacha Matzah Shabbos, we must wait until after the Bein HaShemashes of Rabbi Yosi to be certain that it is night. The Gemara cites a braisa which gives another method of determining when it's night as follows. Koichev echad yoim. When one star is seen, it is still day. Shnayim Bein HaShemashes. Two stars indicate Bein HaShemashes. Shloisha is Laila. When 3 stars are seen, it is definitely night. Rabbi Yosi adds that we are referring to Koichevim Beinim, medium-sized stars. The Gemara relates that Rava said to his attendant, now since you're unable to determine when Bein HaShemashes begins based on the signs given by the Chacham, make sure to light the Shabbos candles when the sun is clearly visible and it is definitely day. On a cloudy day, says the Gemara, one can observe the behavior of a rooster or a raven or a certain plant that always faces in the direction of the sun. The Gemara next cites a braisa, which describes the custom of blowing the shofar to announce the impending approach of Shabbos. Tarabon, sheish tekiyas toiken erev Shabbos. 6 sounds were blown at various intervals. Rishayna, lahavtala sa'am imalacha shebesadis. The first sound is to have the workers in the field stop their work. Shnia, lahavtal ir v'chanoyas. The second sound is for the city people and storekeepers to stop their work. Shlishis, lahadlik esaner. The third sound was to indicate to all that it's time to light the candles and complete all preparation for Shabbos, such as removing the food from the fire and wrapping it properly. A little while later, tekeya umaria v'tekeya. They would blow 3 sounds, tekiya, trua, tekiya, to indicate that Shabbos has arrived and one may no longer do malachas.